Welcome to another video of me reacting to woke nonsense. This one is a Just Stop Oil activist with obviously pink hair. As usual, why am I not surprised? What's with the pink hair? Oh my god. She was debating with Jacob Rees-Mogg on GB News. This is brilliant. Jacob Rees-Mogg, as I say in the title, calmly destroys this militant climate activist. Let's go to the video and enjoy it together.
Because we can't do it tomorrow, what are we going to do in terms of transport? That we still need petrol for cars and we need diesel for lorries. How are we going to get goods into supermarkets without this?
Common sense.
Frankly, I'm not a scientist. What I'm doing is I'm looking at the world and we're living the effects of the climate crisis today. Right now, people are dying. Children are starving. Families are fleeing their homes.
Hang on. Wait. So, firstly, she admits she's not a scientist. Thank God for that. Secondly, but people are dying. Yes, they're dying every day. Well done. I'm so proud of you. You've listened to your classes. You're saying that people are suffering in terms of food. It's because of your policies. It's because you are going with extra, ultra, crazy net zero measures that people are suffering. I hope Jacob Rees-Mogg actually addresses this point.
Energy
is, and it's preventable. Energy, we have the solutions.
Cheap energy is one of the things that has hugely extended life expectancy by the ability to control temperatures, whether this is by air conditioning or by heating, the ability to store food more effectively, the ability to transport food, and indeed use fertilizers to grow more food, has all been essential in increasing life expectancy. Taking all that away would be disastrous for life expectancy.
I'm so proud of Jacob Rees-Mogg. I don't understand how he's got so much patience and tolerance, calmly telling the truth, giving her the facts. The life expectancy has gone up massively. She's now going around saying everyone's dying everywhere in the world. What? That's not how life works.
What's essential in keeping our food supply? Tackling the climate crisis. This year we lost a third of our wheat crops, half of our potato crops, and it's only going to get worse. We're heading to a future where people are going to be fighting over the last loaves of bread at Lidl.
Yeah, because of your policies.
But the only way we get our wheat crop is by putting the fertilisers on that come from fossil fuels. How are we going to replace that? That the productivity of organic farming is so much lower than of modern farming methods. We cannot feed the world on organic farming. And you might.
We can't. It's just impossible. Especially if you're going to listen to the ideas coming from Davos, that we have to change everything by 2030. How on earth is that even possible? Let alone the fact that it's just nonsensical. How is it even possible?
Just know that.
How do you expect to feed the world when our crops are destroyed by droughts, floods, wildfires, storms?
You've always had weather events that have affected crops, but that actually using fossil fuels for fertilizers and moving on to genetic modification of crops has enormously increased the yield. That since Malthus' rate, we've increased agricultural productivity by about 2% per annum. And this is what is allowing people to get extended life expectancy because they've got more certainty of food. And this all depends on cheap energy.
I mean, it's not rocket science. I don't understand these people. She's just sitting there shouting and screaming with her pink hair without providing any evidence. She's just saying, well, I see the world. I've been going around. I've been traveling. My backpack, my pink unicorns and everything else. What are you talking about? There are problems in the world and those places that are not developed or developing. And you actually want to bring down the free market system, the free market economic system that's actually helped us not be like those countries. You want to keep them down and you want to take us down with them and you're going to be happy? This is not a utopia. You're going to create a dystopian future. That is the fact. But no, she's going to sit there and scream. But although at least she was brave enough to go on GB News and debate with Jacob Rees-Mogg. So well done, Miss Pink Hair Activist. Well done. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. I'm Maya TC and we are the media.